The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey now, say now, what's good, y'all? It's Dev the Protector. It's about time to watch your head for the day. I'm hoping everyone's day was blessed, and let's get into what causes the stress. Injuries. Let's start by saying what a concussion is. A concussion is a traumatic brain injury that affects your brain and function. With that being said, they normally occur from playing sports. The most popular sports that cause concussions are football, hockey, rugby, soccer, and sometimes basketball. All of these sports are really like high contact sports or high impact sports, which also leads to concussions, which means you're competing against people. Kind of like diving, like in football, then most people have head-on collisions, which cause them to have concussions, and they like running into each other every possession, and same with hockey. I mean, the guys are skating on ice, kind of lose control, or even just trying to truck somebody, running straight into them, hit your head. Rugby's a very physical sport, which we should all know, but, you know, running with a ball, trying to score. Everybody trying to stop you, head-on collisions, body collisions, just all type of head hits. And in soccer, when people do headers, when the ball hits you on the head too many times, it can mess your brain up. And in basketball, I mean, the high flyers now, people jump really high, try and dunk. I mean, I have a friend that jumped, dunked, and swung on the rim and fell on his head, had a concussion, and he couldn't play anymore because it was his second concussion, so... They're very serious deal. And kind of like with football, I mean, people are wearing helmets. They hit each other on the head, even on the helmet, which kind of causes stress on your brain and on your head. But in the moment, you don't really feel it because most of the time you have adrenaline. So people kind of just like brush off the pains because they don't really feel them because of the adrenaline rush that they're having. Some symptoms from having a concussion is memory loss. I mean, memory loss is a big one. You'll know right away if you don't remember things and you start to feel like you can't remember anything, like such as your name or like your family's name or where you're at or who you are and all those types of good things. So like, and then also another one is a big one is concentration problems. So like you can't really stay focused. You can't stay locked in on what you're doing because your brain's just all messed up and can't really think and process things the way it normally does. And it just makes everything feel ridiculous. And then, like, temper changes, I mean, mood swings, just being one way one moment and anything just sets you on fire, just makes you angry, because your brain's just, like, on fire, it's just aching. And then, like, personality changes, headaches, I know headaches is a big one, you have them for a few weeks. I've personally had a concussion before from landing on my head, and you'll have a headache, and it's the worst pain ever. Even Advil doesn't really fix it because of how traumatic the injury is to your head. And then fatigue, your body's all over the place and it's just can't really think straight, so your fatigue's just a little off. Then you're pretty dizzy. You get dizzy because when you stand up too quick, or just even when you just stand up because your head's all messed up. These symptoms tend to last for people for about a few weeks, so months, sometimes months, depending on how dangerous or serious the injury was, that it'll last for a very long time. Like, it's a very serious injury. And I know people don't like to sit out in sports. Like, I know as a basketball player, when you miss time in a sport, it's the worst. And it's like a sport just straight off is like how hard you've been working and the skill and just being there on the floor, knowing what to do. So when you miss time, it's hard to be a good player still. So people try and get back on the floor when it's too early, and they end up hitting and hurting their head again over and over. And it's like a dangerous thing to do. Me personally, when I had the injury, I know I had to kind of pace myself into getting back, because even after the 2 weeks that I was had mandatory to sit out, I had to pace myself. on getting back. I had to pace myself on getting back in, because I know that, like, I'm not the same player I was 2 weeks ago. So you just gotta, like, pace yourself. And then I've also experienced having a coach have me come back in too quick. When your coach is pressuring you to come back in and you really want to get back in, and the doctor's telling you you shouldn't go back in, you most likely should not go back to playing the sport that you're playing. It's very dangerous to do so, because if you hit your head again, you could be have an injury that's irreversible.
There's a story of an NFL player back in 2012 who committed suicide from CTE, and his name is Junior Seau, and he played for the San Diego Chargers. And he wasn't diagnosed with CTE until they got his autopsy report. But CTE is a progressive brain condition that's thought to be caused by repetitive blows to the head and repeated episodes of concussion. It's particularly associated with contact sports such as boxing or American football. Most of the available studies are based on ex-athletes, which is people who are no longer NFL players or boxers or any type of athletic performancing anymore. CTE is a progressive degeneration brain disease for which there is no treatment for. More research on treatment is needed, but the current approach to it is to prevent head injuries. It's also important to stay informed about the latest recommendations for detecting and managing traumatic brain injury. CTE symptoms don't develop right after a head injury, but experts believe that they might develop over years or decades after repeated head trauma. Experts currently believe that CTE symptoms appear in two forms. Typical symptoms of CTE include short-term memory loss, such as asking the same questions over and over, or having difficulty remembering names or people's phone numbers, and then kind of the same with concussions, changing in moods, such as frequent mood swings, depression, and feeling increasingly anxiety, frustrated, or just agitated by any and everything. But the story of the football player, he played 20 years in the NFL, and he was never, ever diagnosed with a concussion. Many ways to treat a concussion, but the best way to do it is resting. You need to mentally rest for your brain to kind of reset itself, and you have to physically rest so your body can take care of itself. Rest is probably the most appropriate way to allow your brain to recover. Most doctors will recommend that you physically and mentally rest so you can recover from a concussion. Resting basically includes limiting activities that require resting includes limiting activities that require thinking and mental concentration, such as school. School is probably something you shouldn't do when you have a concussion. It's recommended that for the first 2 days after you get a concussion, that you get as much rest as possible. No light, so it means you should probably sit in a dark room and avoid blinking lights or bright lights, because it actually hurts your brain. And it's very recommended not to do. In the first 48 hours, you should overall limit activities that require high mental concentration. So you probably shouldn't play video games, watch TV, do schoolwork, do any reading, texting, or using like a computer, because these activities cause a lot of brain cells to use, and it hurts your, and it will worsen your symptoms. You should also avoid like any types of physical activities. So as I said earlier in the podcast, that coaches telling you to come to practice or to be on the field, you should really not do those things because it will really worsen your injury. So just like staying away from sports or any like types of movements, running around, exercise, until like most of your symptoms are gone. Because it will really provoke your symptoms even worse, and it will just worsen and worsen your concussion. Most doctors kind of like recommend that you don't go to school, or if you do have to go to school, that you shouldn't be there for all day. They also expect you to take breaks during the day so you don't stress your brain out and stress your head out. you have to really ease your way back into all the activities that you're normally used to doing. So, like, you kind of just got to take it slow after the first few days. Like, it's smart to not do any of the activities that you were doing before that require breathing a lot or heavy breathing or running. Like, I mean, even kind of like doing a bike or light jogging is kind of bad for you and can help your symptoms get worse. A concussion can affect your mood and change the way you start to feel about literally anything. I talked earlier about how concussions cause mood swings. They can make you feel down, irritable, angry, just all over the place. Some people start to feel nervous, get worried, overwhelmed, start to overthink, have trouble coping with their concussion and other stressful things such as their sport that they're playing. Maybe they start having relationship issues, money problems if you're older, like a professional sports player, or school or work. It's really a whole psychology around it. I mean, it causes stress, anxiety, low moods can increase, as like the headaches will come as well. So it'll start making you irritable and angry all the time. Probably tired. You'll have memory problems, trouble concentrating, and all of it could just mentally just irritate you and just make you want to give up. There's ways to help you slowly recover and not be stressed. Like, some people make to-do lists so they can like remember the things they're supposed to do, or they'll put it on their calendar, or they'll put reminders in their phone, and then they check things off when they're done with them so they know when they go back and look or think to themselves, did I do this or did I do that? They can go look on their phones because their memory is probably terrible during the first 2 weeks after having a concussion. So it can help you just accomplish things and make you feel better mentally about yourself. It just help you mentally check back in into being who you were before your concussion. People can set reminders to eat well and get enough sleep. And after their concussion has gone away, they can get reminders to regularly exercise and just recoup with themselves. So it's probably the best way to get yourself back in the game.